السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. هيا على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر
الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنام سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه الكرام بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده فجزاه الله عنا وعن الأمة كل خير. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وإن خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. All praise is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord, our Creator, our Master, the Lord of the worlds. We believe in Him, we trust Him, and peace and blessings upon His prophets and messengers, all the prophets and messengers of Allah, especially the last and the final prophet Muhammad salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa atba'ihi wa ahli baytihi ajma'in. I bear witness that there is no God except Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi is last and final prophet and messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. O you who believe, be mindful of Allah, fear Allah as you ought to fear Him, and do not let death come to you unless you have submitted yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are in the year 1443 of the Hijrah, started just a few days ago. This reminds us about the Hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Mecca to Medina, which was a great event, significant event. So in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, when Muslims were thinking to choose the date for their calendar, the reckoning of their calendar, they unanimously agreed the most significant point from which they can start counting their calendar is the Hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They could have chosen the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They could have chosen when he received the nubuwah in the cave of Hira. They have chosen some other events, Fath Makkah they could have chosen, but they chose this event because Islam was a message, like any message, good message, but when it moved from Makkah to Medina, it became a civilization, a culture, a polity, a way of life that made impact upon Arabia and then in the surrounding areas, and it became a movement for the world, global movement. So that is certainly a very important moment. 622 is considered as the year one of the Hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he moved from Mecca to Medina, there are three things that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did immediately. First thing is that he established the masjid. Rasulullah ﷺ paid from his own money for the land where the Masjid al-Nabi was established. And then he and the Sahaba together, they started carrying the bricks and a simple structure they made. That the stone was simple, but it had great significance. It created great leaders. And in the Masjid, the Prophet ﷺ also established a school, which is known as Suffa. That is the first boarding school, the first university, whatever you call it. And it produced leaders. Leaders at that time and the leaders for the humanity. Great Sahaba, they learned from the Prophet ﷺ and they became the example for the world. Rizwanullahi alayhim ajma'in. May Allah be pleased with all of them. So first thing is establishing the masjid and the school, Suffa. The second thing is that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of course, the people were coming from Makkah, Muhajireen. They were making hijrah, they're migrating from Makkah to Medina. They're coming to a new place and they have to be accommodated. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam established muwahat, brotherhood between the people of Makkah and the people of Medina, Muhajirin and Ansar. They were given the name Ansar. Ansar is not the name of any tribe. Ansar is the title. And they had this title because Tabawwud-dar wal-Iman, yuhibbuna man hajara ilayhim. Because they are the one who gave them, prepared their homes for them, and gave them, shared with them. And they loved those who came. يُؤْسِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا. They preferred others upon themselves, even though they did not have plenty. They themselves had very little. But whatever they had, they shared with the Muhajireen. And in this way, they were together. One people. This happened first time in the history of Arabia. Maybe in the history of the world, something like that, that people of so many different backgrounds completely coming so much that as if they are family members. Muakhat. When brother from Muhajir come from Makkah, the brother from Medina, the Ansari, he says, "You are my brother. This is my home. Take it. Let us share it. This is my garden. This is my land. Let us give half and half." So they started, "And whatever you take will be more pleasing to me than whatever you leave." That's kind of sacrifice that they did for each other. And that is the community that Rasulullah established. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that is, it is Allah, for bima ni'mati min Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that is by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asbahtum bi ni'matihi ikhwana. And if you would have spent everything in the world, you would not have joined their hearts as you joined the heart by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the one who joined their hearts. So people of different tribes became brothers and sisters. People from different area became brothers and sisters. That is the muakhat. And the third thing that Rasulullah did was, because Medina at that time was not all Muslims. There was a large Jewish community there. And they were mushrikeen. There were some other tribes that had not accepted Islam. So Rasulullah established a covenant, an agreement. And this agreement is known as Mithaqul Medina, Medina Agreement. One of our great scholars, may Allah bless his soul, Dr. Hamidullah, he prepared that Mithaq, its terms, and he put it together and he said, first written constitution in the history of mankind. That was almost like a constitution that was prepared. And that was to guide the people and tell them how you live together, how you resolve your disputes, and what is, there's no compulsion in religion. The Jewish people were not forced to become Muslims. Nobody was forced to become Muslims. But you have to live together in harmony and peace. That is called pluralistic society. As we use the word pluralism, this pluralistic society. And then Rasulullah was, of course, the head. Any dispute, bring it to the Prophet, to the Messenger of Allah. So ibadah, worship, education, muakhat, internal cohesion, brotherhood, external alliances, that is the way how the life is started. And these are the principles that are to be used all the time. They are guiding principles. So Hijrah of the Prophet was a very significant moment. You know the word Hijrah in the Arabic language has two meanings. One meaning is to migrate. Leaving from one location, going to another. Going to one country to another country, one place to another place. Many of us are immigrants or the children of immigrants. And people do that for better opportunities, for good job, for good business, for education, or maybe save themselves from persecution and oppression from some places. So people migrate from one place to another. But there is a hijrah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hijrah for the sake of your religion. To protect your religion, to live by your religion. فَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى دُنْيَا يُصِيبُهَا وَإِمْرَأَةٍ يَنْكَعُهَا فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى مَا هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِ. Rasulullah said, those who make hijrah for the sake of Allah, their hijrah is for the sake of Allah. And those who make hijrah to marry a woman, to do a business for worldly gains, that hijrah is for that purpose. Yes, people do that for worldly gains, but the real hijrah is the hijrah for the sake of Allah. Al-hijrah lillahi wa lirasooli, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for his messenger. That is the hijrah. So that's one of the meanings of the word hijrah. And that sometimes people do that. But there is another hijrah, another meaning of the word hijrah. And also we have to pay attention to that. And the meaning of the other meaning of hijrah is leaving something. Leaving something bad to something better, something good. That's also hijrah. Because Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he was asked about who is the muhajir, the person who does the hijrah, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Al-muhajiru man hajara ma nahallahu an. Muhajir is the person who leaves that which Allah has forbidden. So there is hijrah from haram to halal. There is hijrah from zunub and khataya and asyan, from sins and disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the obedience to ta'a, to al-birra wa taqwa. There is hijrah from kufr to Islam. So there is hijrah, another hijrah. And this hijrah is, as Rasulullah said, al-muhajiru man hajara ma nahallahu an. Muhajir is also a person who leaves that which Allah has forbidden. And this is the hijrah that all of us we should do. And we should do it every day. Every day morning when you get up, remind yourself that you are Muslims. Alhamdulillah, الذي أحيانا بعدما أماتنا وإليه النشور أصبحنا وأصبح الملك لله. I am a believer. I am Muslim. I have to live that way. And I'm going to leave everything. You are going to reject and you are going to leave those who do disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the hijrah. And this hijrah is something that we should do all the time. Remind ourselves that we are Muslims. So we are in constant hijrah. So first hijrah is, of course, leaving some place to a better place where you can establish or live by your faith. Islam is not against patriotism. Islam is not against the love of your country. The love of the country is okay. Love of your people, love of your tribe, love of your family members, that's natural. But no love above the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not that my country right or wrong. It is not my country is first. I don't care about anybody else. That's wrong. It is, yes, I love my country, but at the same time, I care for other people. I will not support if my country do something unjust, something is wrong. So that is the patriotism with the right values, with the right principles. In a similar way, your race, your people, your family members, your tribe, nothing wrong, natural. We love that. But at the same time, not at the expense of justice, at the expense of fairness. We should be fair to all people. And you must recognize that all human beings are children of Adam and Hawa, alayhim as-salam. خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم. The noblest of you in the sight of Allah are those who are the most pious among you. Not those who are the most white among you, or black among you, or Arab among you, or non-Arab among you, no. It is those who are the most pious, the most righteous. It was this concept, my brothers and sisters, this concept was given by Islam. It did not exist in Arabia. For them, the noblest person was the richest person. The noblest person was the one who had a good connection with the tribe, the high tribes, noble tribe, and tribe. That was the noblest person. Tribal links, that was the noblest thing. Or somebody who is rich, money. To have a noble person, the one who have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the concept that Islam gave. So one has to remember that thing. Hijrah has very, very important lessons. And the lessons are that how we can work together as ummah. The ummah need that. We have forgotten today. Muslim in general, I'm talking about, not about you. inshallah you all know this thing. But Ummah in general has forgotten this principle of unity and harmony among the people. That we are one people, we are one Ummah. And we have to care for each other. We have to honor each other. We have to stand for the rights of others. We have to do that. That is the principle, that is what the Islamic principle, and we have to learn from that. And we have to live by that. So that the new year comes of Hijrah of the Prophet to remind us about the principle and the value of Hijrah of Rasulullah. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we keep reminding ourselves of these values and live by them. May Allah help us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. The first month of Islamic calendar is Muharram. And Muharram is a sacred month. إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله منها أربعة حرم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided that there are 12 months in a year. And among these 12 months, there are four that are sacred months. So Muharram is one of the sacred months. And the 10th day of Muharram is known as Ashura. Ashura is also a historic day. When the Prophet ﷺ came to Medina, we saw the Jewish people were fasting on the 10th day of Muharram. And then they mentioned that it was because on that day Bani Israel were saved from the persecution in Egypt. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved them. And so out of thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they fasted. Musa alayhi salam fasted and said, we fast. And the Prophet said, Nahnu ahakku bi Musa minkum. We are closer to Musa than you are to Musa. We believe in Musa alayhi salam. We respect him and honor him, and we follow the same teachings that were given to Musa alayhi salam. So Rasulullah sallam fasted, fasamahu wa amara bi siyami. He fasted on that day, and he told the Sahaba, he ordered them to fast on that day. So fasting of the day of Ashura was a fard fast, obligatory fast. But when the fasting of Ramadan came, then it became nafl. But still it has a great reward. So it is nafl fast, it's not obligatory. It is voluntary, it is recommended, but there is a great reward for that. And there is some difference about when this Muharram started. According to some, it started on Monday, the 9th of August, and according to some, it started on Tuesday, the 10th of August. However, there is a blessing because we are asked to fast on the 9th and 10th of Muharram, or you can fast 10th and 11th of Muharram. So it is possible to have both. So it is, if you take it that way, you can fast on Tuesday and Wednesday, coming Tuesday and Wednesday, that means 17th and 18th of August, or you can fast Wednesday and Thursday, that means 18th and 19th of August. Inshallah, it will be accepted. There's no need to have commotion and disagreement on that. There's a variety of opinion on that. So inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept that. And there is another thing that we should keep in our mind, that is Hussein radiallahu anhu, the grandson of the Prophet, who was a very pious figure. He lived in Medina, he was living a very comfortable life. His family was well to do. He had his wife, he had children, all of these things. But he saw injustice, he saw wrong, that the Islamic government was moving in the wrong direction. So he stood for that. He stood for that. And he said, the Khilafah should be ala minhajun nubuwa. The Khilafah should be at the way of nubuwa, the prophethood. And for that he struggled. And he struggled, and the Umayyad, who were ruling at that time, the Yazid government that was there, they fought them. And he gave his life. He became a martyr. And a great martyr of Islam for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him and reward him what he did for Allah for the sake of Islam for that. So we don't fast because of that. Also, we don't do mourning, because mourning is only for 3 days. And there is no other thing that wearing black or beating your chest and crying and all of these things. That's not the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we don't do that. And also we do not do what the Nawasib used to do that. There was a group called Nawasib. These are the people who used to have some sweets on that day, and they used to wear nice clothes and come out as if they are very happy. Na'udzubillah. So we don't do that. But what we do, we have to have follow the middle course. The middle course, and that of course is that, remember Hussain radiallahu anh, respect him and honor him, and respect all the family members of the Prophet, not just some family members. We respect his wife, we respect his daughters, we respect his all the family members of the Prophet, all Ahlul Bayt. And Ahlul Bayt are his wives. Ahlul Bayt are his children and grandchildren, all of them. So we respect and honor all of them. And we pray for them. And we ask them, Rizwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, may Allah be pleased with all of them. So it is important to remember that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on the right path. Also, I would like to remind you and myself about the suffering that is happening. I mean, there are many places suffering is happening, but suddenly you see that more suffering in Afghanistan. There are thousands and thousands of people, and they have become new refugees at this time. And they are leaving from all different directions. I don't know how long it's going to go on, but let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring peace in that land. Wonderful people, very brave people, strong people. And they should learn how to live together, how to work together. That is the challenge, and that is important. Brotherhood, sisterhood, caring for each other. So pray for the people of Afghanistan. And there are requests and appeals for helping the refugees, for helping the people who are uprooted from their homes, from their villages, from their towns. So it is important to help them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us and keep us on the right path. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، خصوصا على الخلفاء الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعلى السيدين الشهيدين أبي محمد الحسن وأبي عبد الله الحسين، وعلى أمهما فاطمة الزهراء، وعلى عمه المعظمين المكرمين عند الله والناس الحمزة والعباس، وعلى سائر الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، وعنا معهم بفضلك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين ويا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove the bala and this waba. This unfortunately is increasing, and there is a new surge for that. So I would like to emphasize that please observe your precautions. Use the masks as much as you can. We do that, especially when you come to the masjid. And also avoid, again, shaking hands, fisting, not fist fighting, fisting. Just this, okay, that will be all fine, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us and protect us, inshallah, and remove this waba from us. Allahumma rafa'anna hadha al-waba, Allahumma rafa'anna hadha al-waba, Allahumma rafa'anna hadha al-waba. Rabbi ghfir warham wa anta khairur rahimin. Ibadallah, rahmukumullah. Inna as-salata tanha 'anil fahsya'i wal munkar wa la dhikrullahi akbar, faqimus salah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadun la ilaha illallah, Ashhadun la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, Hayyal al-Salah, Hayyal al-Salah, Hayyal al-Falah, Hayyal al-Falah, Qad qamati salatu, Qad qamati salah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah.
Stow as-saqimu. Please make a straight lines. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Malik Yawm Al-Din. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيى قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. We'll be praying Salatul Janaza. So please stay for a few minutes. Also remember in your dua, Brother Qadir Siddiqui, Sister Samia Khatib Hinton, Brother Lahwari Siba, Brother Aziz Niazi, Brother Muhammad Ayyub, Brother Saeed Muhyiddin. May Allah bless them with shifa. Allahumma shfihim ya Allah, Allahumma shfihim ya Allah, Allahumma shfi mardana, Allahumma shfi mardana, Allahumma shfi mardana. Also make dua maghfira for Brother Ahmad bin Mahmood and Brother Abdullah bin Sulaiman. And the Salatul Janaza will be for Brother Arif Qureshi. He is a cousin of our dear brother Azam Qureshi, rahimahullah. May Allah have mercy on him. He was one of the founders of the Islamic Society. So our condolences to all the family members. Brother Arif Qureshi's wife, Sister Qasim Begum, his daughters Samina and son Ashraf, and three grandchildren, and all relatives and friends. May Allah give you patience, and may Allah give him maghfira. May Allah give maghfira to all the people who passed away. Allahumma shfi mardana wa rahim mawtana wa akhtim salihati amalina. So please stand up for Salatul Janaza, and immediate family members, few members, can come in the front area. Also pray for Sister Jamila. She passed away in Vietnam. Please pray for her. May Allah bless her. Give her the place in Jannah. Salatul Janaza is four takbirat. And the first takbir, please raise your hands, say Allahu Akbar, and then hold them. As you do that in your salat, recite Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik wa tabarak asmuk wa ta'ala jadduk wa jalla sanauk wa ila ghayruk. And second takbir, after that you recite Salat Ibrahimiyah, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. And Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. And then takbir, Allahu Akbar, the third takbir. After that, you say a special dua. Allahumma qfir li hayyina wa mayyitina wa shahidina wa ghaibina. Or any other dua for the maghfira. And then fourth takbir and salam on both sides. So please turn your attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Allahu Akbar. Allahumma qfir li Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Allahumma qfir lahu wa rahamhu wa afi wa afu an. Allahumma akrim nuzlah wa sa'mutqalah. Allahumma qsil khatayahu bil ma'i wa salli wal barad. Allahumma naqqihi min al-zunubi wa al-khataya kama yunaqqa thawbul abyadu min al-danas. Allahumma jazihi bil ihsani ihsana. وبالسيئات عفوا منك وغفرانا اللهم ارحمنا اذا سرنا الى ما صار اليه اللهم صبر اهله يا الله اللهم صبر اهله اللهم صبر اهله اللهم اجعل قبره روضة من رياض الجنة ولا تجعل قبره حفرة من حفر النار رب اغفر ورحمه وأنت خير الراحمين وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وأصحابه وأتباعه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب الله خير من الله بلسين من الله عظم الله أجركم من الله بلسين بارك الله فيكم من الله بلسين عظم الله أجركم عظم الله أجركم من الله بلسين Yeah, pray sunnah, and then after that body will be, you can help in taking the body. May Allah bless you. Jazakumullahu khairan.
Can we have few?